Now, I began my homily last night with the line, maybe I'm just getting older. But I was reminded by Father Tom, there's no maybe about it. I reminded him he will always be older than me. Maybe I'm just getting older, but has the weather these past weeks been crazy or what? I mean, it just seems like we've gone these 20, 30, 40 degree temperature changes like overnight, it seems like. And I mean, it's like one day people are out in shorts on the golf course and the next day they're wrapped up in their parkas. We're out in our short sleeve shirts putting up our Christmas decorations. The next night we're chasing them down the street because there's 50 mile an hour winds, right? It's crazy. I don't, Midwest winters, I think, demands a whole lot of endurance and a whole lot of encouragement from one another, doesn't it? Endurance and encouragement. Those are my two words for the day. Because it's not just Midwest winters that calls and demands upon those gifts. All we have to do is watch the news one evening and the same, we need the same thing. And not to be outdone, though, by the politics and the hateful rhetoric or the violence. Now the church is asking us to go into the deep, challenging even the most faithful among us to respond with those same two things, right? Endurance and encouragement. You know, many generations ago, Isaiah the prophet foretold a day when the wolf would be the invited guest of the lamb, when the leopard would lie down with the kid goat. The day would come, Isaiah promised, when the calf and the young lion would browse together, when the cow and the bear would be neighbors, their young resting together. Those days that Isaiah predicted with such grace and poetry seem today as much of a distant dream as they must have felt to the people who first heard Isaiah proclaim those words, don't they? And yet, folks, we know they're not empty words of a poetic dreamer. They are the promise of God himself. Thus says the Lord, Isaiah begins his proclamation. God himself, the God who created this mighty and vast world, is the one who promised of that day. It will come. So what stands in the way? What keeps this prophecy from being foretold, from being more than just empty words of an ancient promise? What keeps this day from happening? First of all, let's start with this. It's our faith that leads us to believe that God has not abandoned us, right? God cannot go back on his promise. God, by his very nature, cannot possibly do that. A God who promised to send the one of wisdom and understanding, the one of counsel and strength, the one of all knowledge, God himself fulfilled that prophecy. So what it means then is that we have not yet fully welcomed the God who is present among us. Not completely. We are in many ways like the brood of vipers that John denounced in the desert. We all, this world needs a baptism, not of water, but of the Spirit. There's still winnowing and threshing and burning that needs to happen. There's still crooked paths that need to be made straight, sins that need to be acknowledged. There's a need for repentance. There's work to be done. But what it means then, what it means is God's not done with us. God is not finished doing what God does. And perhaps the best thing that we can do in this Advent season is to set aside our agenda and our for sure answers in anything it is that keeps us from fully welcoming God into our lives. Perhaps what Advent calls us to do is just get out of the way and let the space and the power and the authority and the judgment of the one who has already come to come again. Maybe Advent can give us all the courage to just give a clear path to that one who promises and is willing to come to us again and again and again and again. keep working, keeping to work on our hearts, on our souls, working on our communities, working in our world. Centuries ago, St. Paul wrote a letter to the church in Rome, and he began it with a blessing, and that's the blessing I want to pray upon you and the blessing I want to accept for myself today as well. Very simple words. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to think in harmony with one another, in keeping with Christ Jesus, that with one accord you may with one voice glorify God.